This fall, Maine voters will head to the polls to vote on a new tax that would increase education funding statewide. It's being proposed as educators in districts across the state continue to wrestle with limited budgets. As they do that, educators are increasingly turning to private money to fund education. As Robbie Feinberg reports, private foundations are now playing a big role in putting money directly in the hands of teachers.
On the Yarmouth waterfront, 7th grade teacher Morgan Cuthbert and a few of his students plunged their hands into a giant contraption called an upweller. The device created by the students looks kind of like a giant foosball table filled with barrels of flowing water. Its purpose is as a kind of artificial habitat for hundreds of thousands of baby clams.
Slowly take that up because there's going to be some clams on the inside there.
This project started 3 years ago when Cuthbert and his students learned that European green crabs were decimating much of Yarmouth's clam population. Over 3 years, they raised money for this upweller with the goal of reseeding clams and helping to revive the fishery. There's an educational goal, too. Cuthbert wants to integrate the work into the school's science curriculum so every Yarmouth 7th grader can learn about biology by growing and harvesting clams.
One of the neatest things about this kind of project is it's problem-based, and it's the kids driving a lot of this stuff. They're looking at the research. They're looking at the science.
Cuthbert says making the project happen required serious money, tens of thousands of dollars. But it didn't come from the school district. Instead, Cuthbert tapped into several private foundations. He says stepping outside the public education system to fund this new instruction was uncharted territory for him.
I think that's something you have to do as a teacher once in a while. If you want to take that next step, it can't always feel safe.
As school funding continues to lag in many districts, this kind of private foundation funding is taking on new importance. According to data tallied by the Maine Philanthropy Center, foundation funding for public education in Maine has nearly doubled over the past 10 years.
It was born out of necessity. The people in the community saw that there was a need, and that need was filled.
Matthew Howell is the president of the York Education Foundation. It was created about a decade ago when the town faced a budget crisis. School programs were cut, leaving a bare-bones core curriculum. Parents were upset, so in response, they got together with educators to form the new nonprofit.
To finance projects and curriculum initiatives that the budget just wasn't funding any longer.
The story was similar in Yarmouth, where school funding dropped sharply in 2010. The community responded with the creation of an educational nonprofit, the Yarmouth Education Foundation. But Barbara Edmond, the president of the Maine Philanthropy Center, says these foundations have to walk a tricky line. They want to support schools, but they don't want their contributions to result in less school money from the state or town.
Philanthropists are a little leery of having philanthropic dollars replace public dollars. They want it to be over and above public dollars, so they have to kind of be very careful about where they place it.
That means foundation money is often designated for specific projects that aren't in the core curriculum. Things like music, new technology, or new learning styles like the Clam Project in Yarmouth. Matthew Howell of the York Education Foundation says for him, it's like being a venture capitalist.
Is it going to help this teacher deliver the content that they need to teach? Is it going to engage the students and allow them to learn something in a unique and new way? And see, is it something that long term the school district can get behind and say, hey, this is so effective and so good. We think we can now take it to the town and say we should fund this.
Howell says this strategy worked when the York Education Foundation paid for a few interactive smart boards for select teachers. Before long, every teacher wanted one, and administrators found public funds to pay for the technology district-wide. But Howell points out that towns like York and Yarmouth have a big advantage.
We have the benefit of also being in a fairly affluent community. Unfortunately, you know, economics plays a big role.
That leaves poor districts like AOS 96 and Machias with few options to make up for limited public funding. Scott Porter is the district superintendent.
It's very difficult to expand program, and there's no question about that in our area of the state, and probably in a lot of areas. People are just trying to sustain what they have.
For these smaller communities where grants are mostly non-existent, one alternative approach is collaboration. Porter students, for example, can now attend the University of Maine Machias for certain classes. And some Maine foundations are beginning to target rural communities, too. The Lerner Foundation announced last year that it would target grants for middle schoolers in rural Maine. And the Perloff Family Foundation provides technology like 3D printers and aquaponics equipment specifically for many of Maine's rural towns. But the sources are still limited, and many educators hope the new referendum can help level the playing field. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.